We're disappointed not to get 3 points, but can't fault the effort of the players. They gave us everything. We felt played really well first half without getting ourselves in front, and then the reaction after conceding, you know, you could feel the nervousness in the ground and the tension, but we responded really well, got the penalty, and it was just difficult second half. We didn't get enough goal scoring opportunities. Pitch was cutting up and it was a bit end to end, and look, we had a big chance at the end with Keane that's cleared off the line, and then I don't know how he's been given a foul against him. He's been fouled, the ball falls as we score, and they're the moments where that falls for you, which you should have, and yeah, it's a different conversation. You come away with a 2-1 win, but tonight we didn't get the 3 points.
You came level through Owen Eldon just a couple of minutes after Cork got themselves ahead here in the Showgrounds, and I'm sure that spurred you on. I mean, the supporters could see it, the energy really rose around the team, and then to get that goal and for it to be cancelled out, I mean, it's such a sickener.
It is sickening, but that's football. It happens, and you said you want them things to fall for you. You know, there hasn't been many things this season that have kind of gone our way, and when it's a tight affair end of season, you know, everything on the line, you're hoping things fall for you. And look, we had good spells in the first half without our final ball being top class, and I just felt second half was going to be difficult because the pitch cuts up, but we didn't get enough pressure on Conor Brann. And look, Cork were clever, the time wasted, and tried to kill the game as much as possible. And having said that, we were committing bodies forward, and then they were always a threat as well on the counter, so there was one or two hairy moments as well. So look, it's a disappointing result, but we just move into the next game now and try and get a result against Shamrock Rovers.
You're going to Tala to face Shamrock Rovers, and it's always a big ask to go there and pick up points against them. Not to go into the technicality of things, but it is pretty much 3 points that are needed to be as safe as you possibly can be and avoid the playoff. That's a huge ask.
Yeah, look, we know, like I said to the players in there in the dressing room, I backed them home and away against anyone, and we've shown that this season. And there's not many teams that have beaten Shamrock Rovers this season, but we're one of them, and we always have a cut off them, and we'll have to go and try and get 3 points on Saturday. It's simple as that.
Do you feel that Galway and Waterford playing each other on Saturday is a benefit to yourselves, or is it more of a negative?
Well, it is a benefit, because if one of them wins and one loses, you know, because all three of us are in the mix for it. But look, it is what it is. We just have to focus on trying to win our game, and then whatever happens in that game happens. But obviously Galway have an extra game that they have to play on Wednesday, so there'll be a lot riding on that. Depending on what that result is will dictate that game on Saturday as well against Waterford.